Hi, sir, miss. I'm Aaron. I'm new to the church, and I've been lost during the services, and you two seem to know your way around here, so could you explain to me everything that's supposed to happen? Thank you. Sorry to take time out of your day. I'm a bit embarrassed. Could we talk somewhere more private? Yeah, I know just the place. Just follow me. Sorry, I know that was a bit of a walk. Yeah, I guess it is a bit cold in here. The concrete floors certainly don't help. Yeah, of course you can ask me anything you want. I don't mind at all. What brought me to the church? Well, to put it simply, I am obsessed with sex. God, I know it's such a cliche, but I am so utterly obsessed with sex, and one morning I woke up next to two different guys I'd never met in a hotel room halfway across the city, and I just thought, what am I doing with my life? And I thought I'd speak to someone who was a bit more virtuous than I guess. Did you ever have one of those moments, a moment where you thought, what the hell am I doing with my life? Huh, no, of course you didn't. Nothing. Say that one more time. Everyone is obsessed with sex, at least a little. I mean, I guess that's reassuring, but what if someone heard you say that? I mean, you have such high standing in the church. Like, do you think they would want their higher-ups to be thinking that way? Ugh, sorry, I don't know what I'm on about. May I ask you a bit of a personal question? Do you and your husband have sex? Oh, I see, he's not your husband yet. That's a promise ring. That just feels so unnatural to me, like, you're already committed to each other. Why don't you entwine your bodies in holiness, or whatever the hell you people call it? I'm sorry. Was that offensive? I'm such an awful person. Do you ever feel like it's unnatural to only be with one person for your whole life? A little. That's another thing that I don't think they'd want to hear you say, but it's private in here. You can let it out. You cheated on him once. May I ask with whom? Oh, a woman. Have you ever thought that it's just as natural to be with a woman as a man? If you want to be with a woman, or you want to be with a man, why shouldn't you? What's wrong with it? Yes, I know the Bible says sodomy is wrong, but doesn't the Bible say all sorts of things that you don't follow? Like, for example, I know this is such a stupid argument, but what's your dress made of? Sorry to bash your religion. I just have trouble not challenging people. I guess it's a problem with authority. Oh my god, what the fuck did I just do? Oh my god, I am so sorry. It's okay. I know it's wrong to kiss a married person, a woman especially, but did you like it? A little. I guess we can't expect everyone to be perfect now, can we? If you like it so much, why don't you kiss me back? Hey, don't push me off. I'm sorry, I don't know what came over me. Yes, I know it's something that the Holy Spirit will wash away or whatever, but have you ever thought that you shouldn't wash that away? That it's natural to be lustful? Like, sorry to grab you like this, but doesn't it feel nice? This holiness, it's all so restrictive. You were born with these urges. Why would God give you these urges if he loved you so much? You really think that he wanted you to do this? I know Adam and Eve and all that, but Adam was just curious. Eve ate the apple, whatever. Eve was just curious. Is curiosity so wrong? For example, I noticed that despite your protests, you still haven't stopped me. And neither has your husband. I wonder how far I'd have to go. What if I grabbed your dress like this and grabbed your breast? Would you stop me then? This is so wrong, don't you think? But then why does it feel so right? Let's work our way down. Yes, I know it's wrong that I'm touching you like this, but your husband doesn't seem to mind. Especially considering that little bulge there. Oh, don't look so embarrassed. It's only natural to see two beautiful women getting it on right in front of you. I think it's an issue with your parts if you're not feeling at least a little tingle. What would you say if I took her dress off? Oh, honey, you look so frightened. It's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. Have you ever seen her like this? Oh, it's so cute. It's like you're two middle schoolers seeing each other for the first time. To think that you're both adults and that you've never done this before. I have so much to teach you. Oh, and now you try to run. I've just got a little something to say before you leave. There's a camera in here. Yes, There's a camera. If you try to run, I am going to show it to everyone. Your life will be over. All because you wouldn't give in to your desires. How ironic. Oh, you'll say that I raped you. Oh, how cute. First of all, judging by this little wet spot in your underwear, I don't think anyone would believe you. Let me force you towards the camera. Hey, everyone. See this little whore's panties? Aren't they so wet with Satan's juice? But second of all, and more importantly, they don't give a fuck if I raped you. After all, it's your fault. Your dress was just so short. How could I possibly control my desires around such a little temptress? No one could possibly think that I could keep myself from fucking such a little whore. I know it's ridiculous. Why aren't you laughing? Is it because you know I'm right? Because you know that they don't care who started it. It's your fault. It's always the woman's fault, isn't it? Your life is over. So why don't you just give in? Let me teach you all the secrets of the sinners that you've been missing, giving us sly little catty glances, thinking, oh, I'm so superior to her. I feel so sorry, thinking that she just can't control herself. When in reality, we can do whatever we want. That's the joy of being godless, that you have no set of rules to follow. You just do whatever you want. When's the last time you had fun? Answer me, you fucking whore. When's the last time you had fun? You've never had fun like we do. You just sit in your little temple, looking down on the rest of the world, and having not an ounce of excitement, letting the blood sit in your heart, never letting it run to your brain, to your tight little stupid fucking pussy. Your husband could never make you feel like I can. You hear that, you worthless fuck? You could never make her feel like I do. I make her feel wonderful, and you just fucking bore her. So you're going to watch me rape your wife. You want to stop me? Come at me, baby. First of all, I'm stronger than you. And second, even if you could stop me, I'd be just as happy. You'd be giving in to that human desire, the human desire of rage. You see, I like to let people's souls free, let them experience the sensations that their bodies were equipped with. So, I'm going to rape your wife. You're going to sit there and fucking watch, or you're going to stop me. You're either going to lust or you're going to kill. Either way, I'm happy. So, why don't I take out my little strap-on from my little bag of fun? Put it right on this tight little pussy of mine and push your wife down on this fucking floor. Yeah. You know, I'd expect you to be struggling a lot more than you are, but I'm satisfied. It means you're finally committing lust. The best emotion on earth. Let me line this little dildo up with your tight, pathetic little pussy and just, oh fuck, just slide in there. Yeah. Oh, you like having a woman penetrate you, bitch. Oh, yeah. It's so much better than your husband could ever give you with his stupid, tiny little cock. Oh, yeah. And you're watching us. You're getting so hard. Why don't you join us? There are still two more holes left. Her tight little asshole and her little mouth. You can have whichever one you want. Just come over here and fuck her. Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, come on over. Come on over, big boy. Yeah, pull down your pants. Let that hard cock out of your pants. Kneel down on the floor and fuck your wife's face like the little whore she is. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck. She's moaning so much. Oh, God. I think she's going to thank me for this. And I have one more little surprise for you. I'm sending them the video anyway. But I don't think you care. I don't think this is blackmail anymore. I think this is you doing what you've always wanted. So just feel this massive strap on. Feel your tiny little pussy. And ride out that pleasure. Feel the joy of being excommunicated. Feel the joy of being a godless sinner who's going to hell. Yeah. You're both gonna go to hell. But you're gonna enjoy your time on this imperfect earth, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh. Baby, you're twitching so much. Are you already going to come? Yeah, come in your wife's pretty little mouth. Oh, yeah, let her suck it all down. Make that fluid that was made for reproduction. Put it all to waste in your wife's pathetic, worthless little throat. Come now. Fuck. Oh, God, this feels so good. Oh, I don't think I've ever penetrated a virgin before. But that's the fun of the conquest, isn't it? It's like a hunt. I just need to hold you down and teach you that your life and your goals are stupid. I need to teach you that you're allowed to come. Yeah. Come. Come like a little faggot for this woman who's penetrating you. Yeah. Oh, God. You look so desperate. It's so cute. Yeah. Yeah, come. Come now. Come with me. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, you little whore. Come with me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Huh. I've got the videotape right here, right on my phone. Isn't it so cute to watch yourself be penetrated? Who should I send it to first?